Good morning, July 4th, 2026. Time for your harm reduction briefing. Today's thread runs from cannabis policy and market rollout news to funding deadlines arriving on July 8th. Disclaimer: this software uses AI to aggregate content and transcribe it to speech. Please double-check sources before putting any information into action. A few media items are worth watching this morning. In Hartford, Connecticut, WFSB reports that Governor Lamont and the Mashantucket tribe are pushing a cannabis compact. At the national level, Filter covers growing doubts around an EU nicotine tax after parliamentary rejections. Elsewhere, in Marietta, Georgia, an AP News press release reports that Trulieve commemorated the launch of Georgia medical cannabis with its first sale. Together, those items point to both policy movement and real-world market implementation. On the social side, one innovation-focused post proposes Chorus, a role-informed evaluation framework that embeds an asker's context into a question. The post says the framework is grounded in role theory and real community data, and that it is being instantiated on opioid use disorder recovery, where stigma is a factor. Another practical post comes from TCHD, which says it has a public health vending machine at the entrance of its building at 897 East Iron Avenue in Dover. It says the machine is accessible 24/7, free of cost, and stocked with supplies. That kind of access detail can matter as much as the supplies themselves. A separate post reflects opposition messaging around harm reduction. It argues that the standard of care for addiction should be medically supervised withdrawal followed by comprehensive rehab, and criticizes safe injection sites as enabling continued use. In research, one pilot study in the Journal of Substance Use and Addiction Treatment looks at leveraging barbershops for community-based addiction research. The study uses hair samples to detect fentanyl and stress biomarkers. Another study, from the University of Maryland Digital Repository, examines urban stress and opioid use disorder. It explores how neighborhood and individual stressors influence methadone treatment outcomes. That pairing of neighborhood and individual factors may be especially relevant for treatment programs working across different local conditions. And in emergency care research, a study in the Journal of the American College of Emergency Physicians (OPEN) examines a train-the-trainer approach for preparing EMS teams for pre-hospital buprenorphine. It focuses on strengthening the overdose chain of survival. On funding, three current opportunities have a deadline of July 8, 2026. The Health Resources and Services Administration has R-Corp Impact and R-Corp Planning under the Rural Communities Opioid Response Program. HRSA also has the Ryan White HIV/AIDS Program Part C Capacity Development Program, also due July 8, 2026. If that deadline is on your radar, this is a short window. For any additional funding opportunities flagged by the newsletter, check out the browser version. And finally, two calls to action in activism. The National Council for Mental Well-Being is asking people to contact their representative in support of the Residential Recovery for Seniors Act. Shatterproof is also seeking donations for recovery support programs. If that last item is relevant to your work, it may be worth checking whether the campaign aligns with programs you already follow. That is your morning briefing. Stay informed, stay grounded, and have a strong start to your day.